Hello and welcome to CJ Evolution, the podcast dedicated to helping criminal justice professionals like you. Now here's your host, fellow CJ Evolutionary, Patrick Fitzgibbons.
Hello everybody, Patrick here, episode 110 of CJ Evolution. Thank you for tuning in, whatever you are doing, wherever you're at. I sure do appreciate you spending some time with me today. Wanted to talk a little bit today about improving your performance and your wellness. Mindfulness training comes to law enforcement. I've been talking about this for a while. There is so many benefits to mindfulness. Now, in case you don't know what mindfulness means, mindfulness involves maintaining a moment-by-moment, non-judgmental awareness of our thoughts, feelings, physical sensations, and our surrounding environment. Thoughts are focused on what is being sensed in the present moment, rather than dwelling on the past or imagining the future. From night shifts, emotional victims, dangerous apprehensions, and exposure to disturbing crime scenes, not to mention all the paperwork. Can't forget the paperwork. It's no surprise that an officer is at risk for significant stress-related illnesses. Insomnia, depression, diabetes, high blood pressure, heart attacks, chronic fatigue, and strokes are just a few of the common side effects of a law enforcement career. The benefits of mindfulness training, also known as mindful-based stress reduction, or MBSR, for law enforcement, have the proven potential to not only improve an officer's health, but his or her job performance and family life. Because if we're not taking care of ourselves, folks, if we're not taking care of ourselves first, how can we take care of others? It's like when you're on a flight, if you're flying somewhere and they're doing that presentation, that safety presentation, what's the first thing they say? The oxygen mask drop, and you have to put yours on first, right, before you can help anybody else. So that is so important that we take care of ourselves. So university researchers, including those at Northwestern University, have performed thousands of scientific studies that empirically support the benefits of regularly practicing mindfulness. These scientifically proven benefits include reduction of stress and anxiety and depression, a decrease in blood pressure and chronic pain, an increase of awareness, clarity, and acceptance, and an improved immunity, or immune system. Our immune system is everything, right? Regular mindfulness exercises can help all types of public safety professionals develop internal skills for handling the stress of the daily grind. When officers are able to reduce stress and anxiety and utilize tools for processing difficult emotions, they are less likely to react with intimidation, aggression, or violence in ambiguous situations. By helping officers de-escalate intense situations, mindfulness training can result in fewer misread situations, accidental shootings, and implicit bias, and improve attention spans, cognitive resilience, emotional intelligence, and community relations. So we've talked about this before, like I mentioned, different ways that we can become more mindful. One of those is meditation. And the reason why I'm bringing this up again is because the benefits are enormous, folks. Yes, interested in mindfulness but have no idea how or where to start? The best place can start is guided mindfulness training, which involves the verbal instruction of a teacher or practitioner, either in person or through a recording. If a department or agency offers the opportunity for mindfulness training, you are all set. If not, like many of them don't, you still have plenty of high-quality options for guided mindfulness. Some practice mindfulness in groups at meditation centers, yoga studios, and even religious centers. Some individuals find it more convenient or prefer to train alone with an app, podcast, or YouTube videos. Calm, Headspace. I use Headspace, which is a great app. I've talked about it before. No, I'm not a spokesman, but it is a great meditation app, folks. And I really do think that as time goes on, more and more agencies across the nation are going to adopt mindfulness training. They're going to adopt things like yoga and meditation. NFL teams participate in yoga, folks. The U.S. military has embraced acupuncture. Olympic gold medalist, Michael Phelps introduced mainstream America to Eastern practice of cupping. You know, the cupping where you put these cups on your back or all over your body and you see these big look like bruises? Well, it increases the blood flow. And popular westernized mindfulness training is now making appearances in law enforcement agencies throughout the U.S. with the goal of providing officers with internal tools for reducing stress, improving on the job performance, and lessening the risk of long-term job-related health problems. How many of you out there know people that struggle with all kinds of myriad of health problems. It shouldn't have to be like that. You know, it shouldn't have to be like that. So we need to take care of ourselves. You know, 10 years ago, if you would have talked to me about yoga or mindfulness or meditation, even though it wasn't popular, I would have laughed at you. I'm not laughing anymore because I firsthand have seen the benefits of meditation. Again, 10 minutes a day is what I do. Mindfulness is so important, folks. We need to take care of ourselves. Remember, if we're not taking care of ourselves, how can we take care of others? So I hope this has been beneficial once again for you. I love talking about mindfulness and meditation and all kinds of other things that can help us improve. And I hope you enjoyed our latest guest, Kim Addis. She was wonderful. We're going to have a lot more guests on that I hope you enjoy. So with that, folks, I hope everybody is doing great. Again, thanks for all the first responders out there protecting us every day and night. If you could head over to cjevolution.net, rate and review my podcast. There's a link to iTunes. I sure would appreciate it. You could also check out all the other episodes on the website, folks. I hope everybody is doing fantastic, and I will talk with you all very soon. Bye-bye.
Thanks for listening to CJ Evolution. Be sure to head over to iTunes and rate and review the podcast and reach out to Patrick on Facebook, LinkedIn, Twitter, Anchor, or Snapchat. We'll see you next time on CJ Evolution.